26강 실전 모의고사 3회 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lisa, what do we need to do to prepare for the workshop next month?
First, we need to find and reserve a nice conference room.
All right. What size room do you think we need for the workshop?
(2번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Have you finished preparing your part of the presentation for our clients?
Not yet. I need more data on Indian markets to finish my slides.
I heard Ms. Miller in the sales department is an expert on those markets.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. Today, we're going to talk about information security. With advances in technology have come new ways of verifying people's identity. For example, nowadays, people's identity can be quickly and efficiently verified by scanning their fingerprints, eyes, or face. These methods seem completely secure because they don't rely on passwords, which can be obtained through hacking or phishing. On the other hand, because your fingerprints, eyes, and face last a lifetime, it could be a big problem if someone finds a way to copy them. As security technology develops, we need to know that it has pros and cons. Now, let's split into groups to share your ideas on the pros and cons.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Nicole. What are you looking at on the internet?
It's a book list of a reading course at St. John's College.
Let me see. Homer, Plato, Einstein. Wow, they're all classics.
Yeah. In this course, students are required to read classics and discuss them in groups.
I know it's good to read classics since they're written by the world's greatest writers and thinkers, but they're difficult to read.
Right. That's why we need group discussions when we read classics.
I agree. Most classic literature takes a lot of effort to understand, but we can learn a lot while asking each other questions and sharing our thoughts.
Yes, reading and discussing classics can help develop critical and creative thinking skills.
Definitely. I wish I could join a classic book discussion group.
Then how about reading a book from this list together?
Okay, that sounds great.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Ms. Brown. I'm Ted Potter. We talked on the phone yesterday.
Oh, please come on in, Mr. Potter.
Thank you for sparing your time for an interview. I've been looking forward to this since our editor suggested we write an article about you for next month's issue.
I'm so flattered. Actually, I'm a big fan of your magazine.
That's great. Your shop is beautiful. I love the rings and necklaces displayed on that table.
Those are the accessories I made for the musical Paradise.
Oh, really? I heard the director asked you to design each accessory to uniquely fit each character in the musical.
That's true. And the musical was such a big success that my accessories became really popular.
Cool. Can I take some pictures of them before we start the interview?
Sure. Go ahead.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Kelly, what are you doing on the computer?
I'm making my own picture book on a website.
Cool. Did you design this book cover?
Yes. I drew the background and then added the title. I'll be there at the top in the center.
Great. I like your drawing of the two seagulls flying.
Thanks. What do you think about the saying, everybody needs a true friend?
I like how you put it in the heart-shaped frame. It really fits the message.
That's what I was thinking. The dog sitting on the checkered blanket is the main character of the book.
I see. Who is the girl waving her hand next to the dog?
If you read the story, you'll find out who she is.
Okay, I'm so curious. Please let me know when you finish the book.
Sure, I will.
Hi, Darren. Come on in. Thanks for coming.
Here you are. Congratulations on opening your new restaurant.
Oh, what beautiful flowers. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, I love the interior design of the restaurant. I especially like the lighting.
Thanks. I designed everything myself.
Really? You have a great eye for design.
Thanks. I love doing it. Do you want me to get you something to drink?
No, thanks. I'm okay. How's your business doing?
Well, I already have quite a lot of regular customers, so I hired a part-timer. But I think I need to promote my restaurant more.
Why don't you advertise it online?
Good idea. Oh, yeah. You blog a lot. I have some good pictures of my restaurant. Could you post them on your blog?
Of course. No problem.
Thanks. It could help promote my place.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 연주회에 가지 못한 이유를 고르시오.
Elaine, who are the flowers for?
I'm going to give them to my flute teacher.
Are they for his birthday or something?
No, they're to congratulate him on the orchestra concert he conducted. I missed the chance yesterday.
Why? You said your teacher gave you a ticket and you were planning on going to the concert.
Yeah, and I left home on time, but I couldn't make it to the concert. I got stuck on the highway for more than an hour.
How come? Was there a car accident or something?
No. Actually, I had serious car trouble while I was on my way. My car just stopped.
Really? Were you okay? So what did you do?
I called a tow truck and had my car towed.
Oh, you must have been really scared.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for a portable photo printer.
All right, those are right over here.
I really like this pink one. How much is it?
It's $150. We got it in stock recently.
That's a little bit over my budget. Do you have one under $100?
Yes, this white model is really good and is pretty cheap. It's originally $100, but it's 10% off right now.
Oh, perfect. I'll take it.
Okay. Do you need anything else?
Yes. I also need a spare ink cartridge and a pack of glossy printer paper.
We sell them as a set at a discounted price. A set is $25.
Good. I'll take a set. Here's my credit card.
10번. 대화를 듣고 제니스 캣플레이스에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Carl. How was your weekend?
Good. I went to a cat cafe called Jenny's Cat Place. I had fun playing with the cute cats there.
Oh, I heard cat cafes are becoming more popular nowadays, but I've never been to one.
Then you should go to Jenny's Cat Place. It's just across from the Dream Center building.
That's not far from my place. Do you have to pay to get in?
Yes, only $6. And you need to pay extra for snacks to feed the cats.
Okay. Do they sell food? I heard some cat cafes do that.
No, they only sell drinks.
I see. I'd like to take my daughter there. Is there an age limit to enter?
Kids 5 years old and younger are not allowed.
Since she's 8, it'll be okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Children's Book Week에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. This is a message from Books for Kids. Next week is Children's Book Week to celebrate the 10th anniversary of our bookstore opening. During Children's Book Week, all children's books, excluding new releases, will be on sale at 10% off. In addition, store members can earn double points on purchases during the week. Also, there will be special limited edition bookmarks made by famous illustrators on sale. And on Saturday next week, there will be a special reading time with Neil Parker, the author of the best-selling picture book, The Dragonfly. He's going to read his book to the children in person. See you next week during Children's Book Week.
Honey, what are you looking at?
A website for cordless vacuum cleaners. We need a new one.
Right. Ours doesn't work well anymore.
Look, these are this site's top 5 cordless vacuum cleaners. How about getting this one?
It's really nice. But I don't think we should spend more than $400.
I agree. How about this one? It's the lightest one.
But its suction power is so weak. I think we should get one with at least 250 air watts.
Okay. Then we have 2 models left to choose from.
How about getting the one with the stronger suction power?
But I'd prefer the one without a dust bag, so we wouldn't have to buy replacement bags.
Good point. And with a bagless one, it's easier to see when it needs to be emptied.
Right. I'll order this model then.
Hi, Deb. How's your daughter doing in her first year of high school?
She's really enjoying it. This week, she has an audition for the school's dance team.
Oh, I thought you said that she was joining the school rock band.
She's doing that, too. She's the vocalist of the band. She's really busy.
She's so active. That's great.
Yeah, but I'm a little worried she's too active. She also wants to run for student council president, but I said that's not a good idea.
Why? It's good that she participates in school activities.
But she's so stressed out since she's so busy. She doesn't know how to manage her time.
I think you should give her a chance. Why don't you have her list down her priorities and have her make a schedule?
I don't know if she'll be able to, though.
It's
Amy, I noticed that you haven't been active on social media recently.
I'm trying not to use it nowadays.
Really? Why is that?
Because I think social media has some negative effects. Have you heard about FOMO?
No. What is that?
It stands for fear of missing out. It basically means that we're often worried that we may miss out on things. And this fear keeps us addicted to social media.
I see. So you've decided not to use it.
Yeah. I don't want to live with that kind of anxiety. I also found social media usage reduces face-to-face family time.
I understand, but hasn't it been difficult to quit using social media?
Well, it was really hard at first, but I've got used to it. I feel less stressed out.
Then you must have more free time for other things.
Becky
is a college student majoring in biology. She recently read a research article on insects as a future food source, published by one of her professors, Professor Lewis. She is particularly interested in the part of the article on edible crickets, and she'd like to talk to Professor Lewis about it. Becky visits his office, and they talk about that part of the article. During their discussion, Becky tells Professor Lewis that she wants to raise crickets and study them, but doesn't know how to get them. He says that he knows about some farms that supply crickets. Becky wants to ask him for the farm's contact information. In this situation, what would Becky most likely say to Professor Lewis?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello everyone. Last class we covered the effect of temperature on farm animals. Today we're going to talk about lighting. In facilities housing animals, artificial lighting can strongly influence animal behavior. For example, some experiments have shown that LED lighting could appear more natural to turkeys and can reduce their aggressiveness. And there's good evidence that due to their eyes, pigs cannot adapt well to extremely brightly lit areas and that they're better suited to dim lighting. For milking cows, 16 to 18 hours of bright light per day is beneficial. This has proven to produce a 5 to 16% increase in their milk production compared to cows who receive under 13 hours of bright light a day. The color of lighting also affects farm animals. For example, for young chickens, red light may be better because it stimulates them, aiding their development. However, for grown chickens, blue light is better because it calms them down. Please look at the screen and let's see more examples.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. Last class we covered the effect of temperature on farm animals. Today we're going to talk about lighting. In facilities housing animals, artificial lighting can strongly influence animal behavior. For example, some experiments have shown that LED lighting could appear more natural to turkeys and can reduce their aggressiveness. And there's good evidence that due to their eyes, pigs cannot adapt well to extremely brightly lit areas and that they're better suited to dim lighting. For milking cows, 16 to 18 hours of bright light per day is beneficial. This has proven to produce a 5 to 16% increase in their milk production compared to cows who receive under 13 hours of bright light a day. The color of lighting also affects farm animals. For example, for young chickens, red light may be better because it stimulates them, aiding their development. However, for grown chickens, blue light is better because it calms them down. Please look at the screen and let's see more examples.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은?